Thanks for listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You just heard Don't Deny, Give It a Try by SA, also known as Samurai Attack. Followed by that was Romantist by the legendary Stalin. Thanks for tuning in today. My name's Danny, and this is my first show, and I'm super excited to be here as I've been a lifelong fan of Maximum Rock and Roll. So big shout out to Sam for hooking me up and connecting with me. I'm really honored to be a part of this, and really excited to share some good music with you guys today. Today I'll be digging pretty deep into punk, hardcore, and oi from Japan. Spanning all the way back to this now. Starting this segment off with some of the classics and legendary bands that forged a path of early punk and hardcore in Japan. Coming up next, we've got Hero by Cobra, followed by Perdition by Effing Nose. That was Not Satisfied by Anarchy, and of course, Linda Linda by the legendary Bluehearts. It's always pretty surprising to me that that song in particular has been covered by West, and yet not a lot of people know about them, which is really unfortunate. Their catalog is incredible, and you guys should definitely check it out. I hope you enjoyed this segment where we've covered some of the artists that inspired generations of punk in Japan. And that about wraps it up for this segment. Up next, we've got Noise Not Music, where we're going to have a deep dive into Japanese crusts and D-beat. And off with Where Is It by D-Clone, and followed by Crash to Pose by Gauze.
Thank you.
That was Cowardly by Order, which was followed by Religious Terror by Disclose. I really love that incredible energy that comes from Japanese D beat. It's chaotic, raw, and just so like visceral, and it's like lo-fi sound. Big fan of that, especially with bands like Disclose and Declone, who are both such an important part of like Japanese D beat history. Next up, we're having a bit of a tonal shift with our next segment. Spiky, snotty, and plenty of fun. It's time for my personal favorite scene to come out of Japan, which is the crossover like Pogo Punk and Oi. Back in the day, I actually myself used to share a network with some of these bands. So yeah, shout out to Connor at Pogo Punks on Strike, as well as from Tom and Boot Boys and Pogo 77 Records. Hope you guys are doing great. And yeah, some of these songs are really kind of going into some of X that really had a huge impact on me, my own youth, and the current growing pogo scene here in the States. These bands, especially the Discogs, were really, really a big part of influence on my own former band, the Oigasms, which is sadly no longer around, but definitely reflected a lot of this sort of sound coming up. Next, we've got Oi Oi music from the Erections, followed by We Are Proud Punks from the Discogs.